nation, under God, indivisible, justice for all.
Shay needs that.
Thanks, we said hi.
I don't, he actually posed for the pictures.
Board Supervisors meeting this Tuesday, December 19th. Do we have any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
We are removing item A.
Removing item A?
Just postponing that, I was just a precaution, I'd heard, hadn't heard back from anyone at the Levy District since this property borders one of their properties, so just want to make sure they've had a chance to look at it and are okay with everything moving forward, so probably next meeting we'll have that one.
Have you talked to Vicki, because a lot of times, sometimes she takes these stretch of time off.
Yeah, that's, I'll send it to Kirk since I haven't heard back from her yet, so.
So it's Jared's fault? I like that. Let's document that, record it. Okay. Next we have people department heads, elected officials. Krista Pogemiller, Health Department.
Good morning, we are just keeping busy, I don't have anything to report.
Angie Vaughn, Safety.
Good morning, same thing, keeping busy, but don't have anything new to report.
That's good when we hear that from Safety Department, you know?
Yeah, I was actually off last week and didn't receive any calls, which is unusual, so.
We make sure we tell them, don't even as much as break a nail when you're gone, so. Shannon Prondo, Emergency Management.
Hi, good morning, we're just working on our budget and trying to get grants started for the next year and just been busy.
Natalie Stepner, Recorder's Office.
Good morning, just business as usual, nothing new to share.
Lisa Schaefer, County Attorney.
I'll just ditto everyone else.
Ditto, all right.
Lisa, give your husband the congratulations for their help.
I will.
Have a chance to do that.
Me too. Me agree. Okay. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Just kind of get by. We've kind of started reorganizing some stuff at the Nature Center, prepping for the possible office move over into there. I still got to get clearance through the DNR to build a new office in there, because that is technically their facility. If we're going to proceed down that path, but that application has been filed months ago, so we'll hear from there eventually. But if nothing else, has given us some opportunity to go through some stuff that we haven't looked at. I don't know, a lot of stuff probably in my tenure with this department, we had to look at. There's some stuff in the attic and some of those storage rooms. We found a entire file cabinet full of the old slides, you know, little film slides you drop in the little round thing. One of them is labeled Fred Leopold and his wood ducks, which is Leopold. It would not surprise me if we didn't have slides of Leopold family in our archives there. So yeah, pretty neat some of the stuff we're turning up. We found a bunch of just old historic information. I found a giant binder full of stuff about John Belcher. So I'm going to have a good time going through a lot of that, really kind of understanding him in there. I know you brought that up to me a couple of times. So that's really kind of the archival stuff that I wanted to find. So it's really been fun kind of coming across a lot of that stuff. And it's been good for our Nature Center staff. We had some program stuff in there that they didn't even know existed. So it's been a good thing. We've been kind of cleaning up some of those burn piles we had from when we've had a bunch of invasive species out of the park. And so just really kind of focusing on the Nature Center there. I know the Nature Center staff's getting ready for winter camp, which comes up next week or after Christmas. So, moving on.
Well, I'm glad you found that stuff on John Welder, because back in the 60s, that was his dream.
Yeah.
That big hollow. And if it hadn't been for him, I don't think it would ever got off the ground.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, we have a.
And that's why I was upset when he had a little part down here with his name and not. He was a plaque out there for John Welder.
Yeah, so this will be some good information we can use to recognize that.
Right on.
L-T-E-R.
All right, moving along. Treasurer's office. Janelle Nelly Longquist.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. It's that time of year for lots of fleet vehicles to roll in. So busy with that, and I am happy to report that we do have a new motor vehicle clerk starting the first of the year, so January 2nd. But we're keeping busy.
Jared Lasser, Land Use.
Morning. Just keeping busy as usual. We had the, an additional subdivision that just was submitted last week, another one lot minor sub that has been, should see the packet for that. So that should be it for 2023. So staying busy here through the end. So I don't have anything else to report.
Still looking somebody for the.
Yep. Well, I figured we'd get that out as soon as we knew that the current person was interested in stepping down, and so they're willing to work with us, and they're as needed if we need to hold a meeting at some point in the coming months. But I figured it would probably be give a couple months to find somebody. So we're still in the process of that.
Thank you.
Colin Gerst, IT.
Good morning. Just keeping busy like always, and got a work session here after the meeting.
Kevin Glendinning, County Sheriff.
We've got plenty going on as well, but no major news for the board today. Our jail's at 96. 22 of those are out of county, plus one juvenile. Obviously, those numbers are high, but trickling downward. Hopefully, we'll see that soften a little bit over the next week or two as well. The way it's looking right now, we've got six waiting, three waiting for that residential facility, and three waiting on prison. So trying to make some pushes on that and get them moved to where they're supposed to be.
County Auditor, Sarah Marie.
Good morning. Reminder that next week we are off Monday and Tuesday, but it is also a payroll week. So if we could have everything entered on Friday so she can get started on that. We have to have everything to the bank by 5 o'clock on Wednesday. So any weekend folks, go ahead and enter their time. And if there's an adjustment that needs made, if you could enter it first thing Wednesday morning so she can get started on that by 9. Other than that, we have the hat and mitten tree out in the hallway that we're gonna continue to collect for the next couple of days, and then we'll take some to the church at the end of the week. And then our next meeting will be the 2nd of January, so we will not have one next week.
Okay.
Other than that, I think that's it.
And Brian Carter, engineer.
Good morning. Plenty of stuff going on. You guys are playing that when it's not frozen, we'll do a little bit of blading kind of a thing. So that's going on, and plenty of stuff in the office. Had our annual meeting last week, and heard a lot of the similar frustrations to what we deal with. So it was definitely worthwhile, and good to hear some of the other stuff. And so, other than that, I don't have much.
Brian, thanks for getting that 145 done.
Did they show up? Did they?
Dale Lasco lives right there.
Yeah.
He said the railroad showed up.
Good.
Truck. Four guys jumped out the shovels and went over and started shoveling to fill that in.
Okay. I was wondering about that because I was, of course, gone part of last week. So,
so
I don't know that I can take credit for that. But
well, you got a hold of the railroad and evidently they listened to you.
I don't know about that, but I'm glad it got taken care
but
of.
You never see four guys in one truck get out the shovel. Only one guy and two watching, you know.
So. Yeah.
And three trucks.
And a closed crossing. So, well, good. I'm glad. I was kind of wondering about that. I was going to ask you about that afterwards.
Yeah. Okay. Moving along with number four. Gentlemen, any correspondence?
I have none
as well. Brings us to discussion and vote. 5A has been removed, so that takes us to 5B, accounts payable claims. We have accounts of claims and $875,184.05 in checks, $98,193.20 in wire transfer payments for the grand total of $973,377.25. Can I get a motion to approve claims?
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. $655.33. Can I get a motion to approve payroll reimbursement?
So move.
Second. Sarah Marie?
Jim Carrey?
Here.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Next, we have 5D, resignation from the Civil Service Commission. I do not wish to continue on this commission. I've learned so much and had the honor of getting to know many great people serving on this commission. I'm so proud of the law enforcement in our community. Thank you so much for this opportunity to serve from 2001 to 2023. Judith L. Correct.
22 years.
That's a long time.
Thank you, Judith. Motion to approve.
Second, and thank her for the service she did.
No doubt, no doubt. Sarah Marie, let's take it a vote.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, thank you.
We have appreciated Judy's service. She's gonna stop over at the office on Thursday afternoon at 3:00 p.m. We're gonna give her a little thank you, but she's been a big part of all of our hirings. The Civil Service Commission has a very big involvement on certifying a hireable list for the sheriff's office and then for promotions. So we do thank her for her service and her dedication of time.
You guys are doing your little deal on Thursday at 3:00, you said?
Thursday at 3:00, yes.
All right. Brings us to 5P, appointment to the Civil Service Commission. This is from Laura Blanchard, 1 Concord Drive, Burlington, Iowa. Dear Ms. Doty, I am writing to you to formally request a position on the Civil Service Commission Board at the appointment of the District Attorney, Lisa Schaefer. Thank you for your consideration. I look forward to serving our local community should I be appointed. Sincerely, Laura Blanchard.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Next, we have 5F, appointment to the Concord Conservation Board. We have 3 applicants. The first one is Dan Hockett, and I'm not gonna read through all of these. We've already gone through it, but we do have three people. First one is Dan Hockett from 417 McFellow Drive, West Burlington, Iowa. He would like to serve. The second person is Kathy Wunderlich from 14308 Lynx Road, Danville, Iowa. She would like to serve. And then the third is Patrick M. Cohen of 408 Iowa Street. He also has interest in serving. Can I get a motion on one of these?
We have some great choices. That's a tough decision. They're all great people. I guess I would make a motion to appoint Dan Hockett. He's familiar, especially with this year starting out with tough budgets. And been on the school board, he's been on the city council, so I would make a motion to appoint Dan Hockett to the conservation board.
Do I have a second?
I would second that.
Sarah Marie, let's vote.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yeah.
Thank you. Those are three really good candidates. Dan's got a lot of history with conservation board. He, I believe, is one of the founding members of the Shooting Range Advisory Committee back when we were making a lot of changes to the shooting range. Long-serving volunteer.
Right on.
In that capacity.
Yeah, he mentioned that, and I, I ran into a couple of those people out at the Stars Cave when you had the retirement party for Pat Rogie.
Yeah.
And I think it was Ben did say he worked a long time up there on that, so.
Yep.
No, great.
For sure. Thank you.
Yeah, that's always good when we have multiple good candidates. That's that is always good. Okay, next we have 5G, which is a resolution for a local match for the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program. Whereas Des Moines County, herein called the subgrantee, has made application through the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management Division to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, for funding from the Hazard Mitigation Grant Program in the amount of $42,950 for the total project cost. And whereas the subgrantee recognizes the fact that this grant is based on a cost share basis with the federal share not exceeding 75%, the state share not exceeding 10%, the local share being a minimum of 15% of the total project cost. The minimum 15% local share can be either cash or in-kind match, and therefore the subgrantee agrees to provide and make available up to $6,442.50 of the local monies to be used to meet the minimum 15% match required for this mitigation grant application. Shannon Prado.
Yes. So basically this is to create policies and actions that can be implemented for the future to reduce the risk of loss of life, loss of property, and economic loss in the event of a disaster. Yeah.
Disaster.
Yeah, disaster.
So it's our disaster dollars, and we still have to do our 15%. Was that, no, where ours is the minimum 15% match on that.
Correct.
And that can be in kind?
Correct.
What they do is, the last time we did this, they would have a member of the Board of Supervisors and another one or two other county personnel go to the planning meeting, and we got credit so much an hour. Whatever okay. It was obviously worth more than I was, but we didn't try to make that. So anyway, you get credit for that time.
Okay.
Against the match, so I would make a motion to approve that.
I'll second that.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie, let's vote.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Personnel actions. We have one for the auditor's office. The first one, that's for Chandra Gleisner, election coordinator, real estate, and there's a reclassification. Can I get a motion to approve the reclassification from the election coordinator to real estate?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Jared Tate, it is for his resignation, accepted on 12-9-23, effective date December 10th. So can I get a motion to approve resignation of Jared Tate?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Was Jared, wasn't he a correctional officer down to prison for a while?
So, yes, but we hired him, made it through the hiring process, and then the day before he was to start, he let us know that he found employment elsewhere. So he actually never even started with us, but we did a personnel action for him to start, so.
But he's no longer down to president.
I don't know if that changed, if he decided to stay there or what occurred there, but he didn't end up starting with us.
Okay, sort of like on a construction job, we come out, the guy takes a look at the foreman, he knows him. Does your turn. Anyways, I've got two for the assessor's office. First is the retirement of Mitch Tager, the chief deputy, effective 12/29/23, and I know that he's been a tremendous blessing to the assessor's office. Along with that is Brandy Martin, who her title will be the deputy, and she's receiving a promotion effective 12/29/23. Her previous rate of pay was $65,873 and will remain the same. Can I get a motion to accept both?
Move to approve both of them, and thanks Mitch for his tenure that he put in for the county. He's going to be missed.
I agree. Second. Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. We have minutes for the regular meeting on December 12, 2023. Could I get a motion to approve minutes, please?
So moved.
Second.
Moved in second. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Mental Health Agency of Southeast Iowa governance meeting. And we are just about done with transforming ourselves into two regions, into one. Probably one more month of boxes to action, signatures required, but we're making progress. And that's all I have. Well, I take back. I attended the CIT meeting. At the police station, and sounds and I know the sheriff doesn't interact. It sounds like that mobile crisis unit is they said that there's different places in the counties where they said they didn't have much anybody calling. They started calling.
Yeah,
and
they're obviously much busier in the urban areas.
Yeah,
but they're being utilized everywhere.
So yeah. So anyway, that's all I have.
I can't remember if I did mention my 8th Judicial District meeting, but I did have that. I can't remember if I brought that up in the notes. And then our Workforce Development Board meeting was canceled. James?
I had a Rust meeting, and the biggest thing out of that was trying to find somebody to do our audit. Our audit went from $14,000 up to $19,500 for a small company, and they're looking. See if they can't find somebody local that do it a little bit cheaper. But that's remain to be seen. And then I had a Southeast Iowa Crime Commission, and we had a full commission over there. And everything's going real good with the crime commission, but the transports are down, having, you know, trouble transport officers and stuff like that. So They would look to maybe hire a couple more. Got one going to retire. And then the railroad went through. Somehow I got elected to the board chair on that.
Way to go.
And that's all on that. And then on the juvenile detention, Kevin said that you said something about the juvenile might be going down a little bit. Well, it has so far. Through November this year, it's $13,875 less than what it was last year for the stay. Where we had 527 days that we paid for in from July to November, through November. And last year at the same time, we had 602 and $185 a day, 75 people in there, so kids. So it's going down, and hopefully it'll keep that trend. We did put another $200,000 in the budget last year for this. So
it's getting cold. Don't the kids stay inside when it gets cold?
I don't know. So anyway, it's looking good at that. We're not going to have to put any more in if the train keeps on going that way. And that train backed up. I got elected chairman of the board on this one too. So.
Cream rises to the top.
I don't know about that.
Cream rises to the top.
No juveniles in detention is a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
On the crime commission, are the transports down because of the lack of use or the lack of availability for transport officers?
Some of it's lack of availability, and they put it both ways, Kevin. Of course, the trend's been down since COVID, since COVID hit. And it's up a little bit, but it's still not where it should be. But they're even talking about trying to get more mental health juvenile transports to go. And, Carrie's a little bit concerned about the transports, frankly. So we got a couple cars there. One of them got over 200,000 miles on it. Going to have to budget to replace that car here if it goes down.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure all the other offices are similar, but we try to, if we can do it in-house with manpower that's already on the clock, then we do our best to do that without and utilize an outside resource, but it's not always possible.
But the health is one problem too they have.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. Brings us number 9, public input. We'd love to hear from you. If you have any comments, concerns, suggestions, you can call in right now at 319-753-8203, extension 4. Again, that number is 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or you can email us now or at any time at board@dmcounty.com. Again, that is board, B-O-A-R-D, at dmcounty.com. Jimmy's going to set the clock at 2 minutes. And we're going to wait to hear from you. If there's anybody in the audience now that has anything they'd like to say, we'd love to hear from you at this time.
Did anybody watch Lester Holt last night? His lead story was the Wanabana or the Wanabana fruit pouches for kids being pulled off the shelves, which is something that Krista covered 2 months ago. So she's way out in front of that. And I still haven't found how you actually pronounce it, but I found what it means, one of them. One of them is, it's a submission from Zambia, says, the name Wana means the gift of God. This comes from the Livale and the Lunda speaking people from Zambia. And another one agrees that it's from Zambia, meaning willing to go extra miles and capable of adapting whenever things change, very noble and special capabilities that shine. And the real one is the name comes from Guanabana, a fruit you can find in Latin America and Asia. Just so you know.
All right.
Is that G-U-A-N-A?
G-U-A-N-A, yes, sir.
Isn't there caffeine in that? Am I wrong on that?
Why was it pulled off the shelves?
I thought that was a cat.
High lead. It was produced, it showed high lead. There was lead toxicity in children. And the CDC actually put it out, and we talked about it a couple months ago. So.
Yeah, in November 8th. I think.
In the fruit?
Yes, the fruit pouches for kids. They look a lot like the juice pouches, except where it is, it has an end on it. It's actually like applesauce or bananas, and then you just suck it up through. So the fruit pouches. And there were several of them.
Any brand? Speaking as a grandparent, I've seen those. So any brand of those fruit pouches that they squeeze into your mouth?
There was about four brands. One of Anna was one of them, and then there was three other brands. And a lot of them are sold online at Amazon, and I can send you that CDC link for that. I know that you had published it in the paper as well. And then there was, the big thing was, it's also sold at Dollar General's. And so people were concerned because that could have been, lots of times people pick up groceries there.
Yeah, if you'd send that, that'd be great. Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah, I just want to throw it. I had a conversation, a very interesting conversation with my son yesterday. And he was talking about the new thing is kids are getting kicked out of school for vaping in the school. That's that happens all the time. It's a really big deal. And I don't know if they even realize it, but there's acetone in vapes. So I just wanted to, there's a lot of chemicals in there. And who would want to pay whatever it costs for a vape, to get all these chemicals in your system? And nobody even knows. And how long vapes have been around, but nobody knows what it's really going to do to you and when it's all over and done with. But they're turning in kids, which is shameful because there's different flavors and whatnot. But that's a big thing now is kids are in the middle of school and they're hitting vapes. So we just need to, it's just not right. They're coming after our kids and that's just shameful. But
they're
anyways.
Also being concealed in things that look like not vapes. They look like
pens and stuff.
Correct.
Writing pens. And stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
Some of these black market vapes are, you don't know what's in them. I mean, they can put all sorts of chemicals. There's commonly THC present, and somebody that's just walking around on the streets with a vape pen. We don't know until we have it tested, chemically tested, but that's a common occurrence.
So they're, what do you mean black market?
They're sold by stores that aren't purchasing them legally, or locations that aren't purchasing them legally. They'll bring them in bulk, and they're not sold at a standard retailer.
And they're not regulated?
Right.
Yeah, I saw a video of where some factory that was putting them out that wasn't supposed to, I guess, or putting them out illegal ones, and where they're supposed to check it to see if the stuff will come out of it, and they just got, they have these guys going, in their mouth, and I'm just going back and forth, man, test them to see. I'm like, you have to buy those at your own,
That's your quality control.
There is no quality control. You're going to kill yourself. People need to stop vaping. People need to start telling these kids. It's just bad news. Anyways, I'll get off of that. My daughter said, you're turning into the vape advocate. Are they paying you money? No, but I wish they would. Anyways.
Just so many counterfeit substances out there today. If you're not getting a pill or that item from a trusted parent or a school nurse, your doctor, then just don't take it. Do not take substances from anybody else. You just don't know what's out.
Can I add, the Board of Health has been concerned about vaping for some time. Some of their concerns has been, they've seen kids, young people who are vaping, and end up with lung damage, and it's going to be long term. These kids have been very, very sick, and long term they're going to have to deal with this. And I know that after the first of the year, they would like to do a work ordinance or a work session to talk about maybe doing a ordinance in different places to like parks and those type of things for the county, just to really drive home the fact that we're focused on maybe educating people on not using these products.
Yeah, it's bad. I saw somebody vaping before they went to a building, and man, I mean, you should have saw the smoke rise. Me and John Billups are walking downtown one day. There's a lady laying on a bench, and she's half asleep. And every time she wakes up, she's hitting that vape, and then she's nodding back off. I'm like, man, is that a vape, or is she doing something else? But he's like, no, man, she sleeps down there. But man, every time she'd wake back up, she's hitting that vape. I'm like, man, that's just no good. With a cigarette, you got to light it first. You know what I'm saying? You got to be coherent enough to make sure you put it in the ashtray. That thing is just wide open. It's just sad. It is to me, anyways.
So how do you really know what's in there? So if they're doing this at school, I mean, there could be anything in there, right?
You'd have to do a chemical test.
Are those vapes illegal?
For children, they are. But any level of THC present is illegal.
How long does it take to get that testing back, though?
It just depends on the lab's status. It can be a bit.
Anyway, sorry about that.
Yeah, they have those small kits that we use for different things. Is there any way they could do anything like that to kind of give an idea?
Sure, we can do field test kits, and the final chemical analysis will still come from the lab, though.
But you could at least get an idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We've come to the close now of this meeting. We do have to go into closed session, but before we do, James, anything before we go into closed session?
Nope.
Right. Thomas,
anything?
Motion to open closed session. Moved in second.
Yeah. Sarah Marie.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Shane Gamble.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've noticed we've been now down to 7. We've been hanging right at 8 viewers today. I don't even
think you've been 8 viewers.
No, absolutely not.
That's good.
Absolutely.
We're on an upward trajectory, Colin.
I didn't figure it. One or two users a year in about 100 years. I'll have a couple of years.
Yeah. I'm thinking this is going to be a revenue item by fiscal 26.
Might just take a little.
Okay.
I get a motion to adjourn.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.